Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my name is Abby, is author of the Tigers Path, the producer of the film Beyond Hope, a transformational guide. And I also have my co-host, Cindy Holbrook, who is the Compassionate Divorce Coach of Coaching for DivorceWomen.com. Bear with me here for a moment. Okay, here we go. So anyways, today our topic is how to distinguish what is toxic and what is authentic love. First, a couple of announcements. Continue to check back here on Blog Talk Radio and Rewrite Your Story, host page for upcoming shows and co-hosts. And also go to rewritestory.com for a very special gift that we're giving away.
Wow, man, I am just feel so great the way that I am loved. He does everything for me. He treats me like a queen, and I never have to lift a finger for anything. It's just absolutely great. Versus, I am so in love with my man. What is it that I can do for him? Which is toxic and which is a healthy relationship?
And I'm glad you brought that up, Cindy, because that was a good segue for me. You know, I had a discovery session earlier this week with a gentleman, and for whatever reason, he ended up losing his wife of several years. And one of the things this gentleman told me was that he can't stop thinking about her. And he feels really, really bad about losing her. And then what I did is I proposed something to him, and I said, do you really, really love your wife and care about her? And he said, yes. And I said, well, then let her go. If you want her to be really happy, if you really care about her, if you really love her, then you'll let her go because you want nothing but the best for her. You want her to be happy versus, you know, toxic relationship. You don't let go, and all you're doing is thinking about selfish reasons of why you should get this person back, or whatever reasons you're trying to convince yourself or trying to redo or correct or whatever. Sometimes when you're in a toxic relationship or toxic love, not letting go and not wanting the best for the other person, that's toxic. But when you authentically, really from your heart, love the other person and the other person has moved on, then you got to care enough about them and love them enough, if you really do love them, to let them go so they can be happy.
I completely agree with you, Al. And before we go anymore, I want to remind our listeners that you can go to facebook.com / groups Your Toxic Relationship Dance, and you can message us, message during the call, or ask questions anytime. And Al and I do monitor this, and we will touch base with you. And also, if you're on the call, if you're on the Blog Talk Radio show page, there's a chat box where you can chat live with Al during our call, and you can phone in with questions to
713-955-0561.
There it is. Okay. I always have to remember what it is. I know that you know it really good. So even though I dial in it, every time I get it, it's funny how it's like I have this mind boss to this number. And but to go forward with a healthy relationship and a toxic one, and it doesn't mean that you're all happy like, wow, the love of my life wants to go a different direction than me. It doesn't mean that you're happy about it, but it means that you love them enough to let them go, and you understand that they're not doing it to hurt you. You understand that they're just trying to better themselves, and you go through your pain, and you understand that you're grieving your loss, but you don't use it against the other person. And I think I had a client who would be a great scenario of this, she had been married for about 17 years. And before she got married, she was very clear that she never wanted children. And all of a sudden, after 17 years of marriage, her husband decided he wanted children and he left her. So she was willing to let him go to pursue his own happiness, knowing she did not want children. And she worked with me to go through the grieving process of losing him and losing her marriage, losing her hopes and dreams for the future. But it actually made her stronger, and it gave her opportunities that she never even would have had the opportunity to even see it or to be in places where she was at had she stayed in this relationship after knowing that they wanted two different things out of life.
You know, and that's a good point, Cindy. So another aspect to this is be happy for the other person that they understood that the relationship wasn't working or there was something about the relationship so that the other person had enough self-love for themselves that they were able to move on. And I'm not talking about a person that has an affair or you know, they move on for malicious reasons. I'm talking about a person that authentically moves on because they realized that this relationship was not working and it was toxic and it was no longer authentic love, if that ever existed. So be happy for the person that they have enough self-care, enough self-love that they were able to see for what it was and were able to move on. I know many of us, we put up with the other person's characteristics, the other person's nuances, whatever the other person is doing, you deal with it, you put up with it, but eventually it wears you out, it ties you down, and at some point you got to say enough is enough. And if you love yourself enough and through self-care, you're going to move on. Otherwise, you're going to drain yourself emotionally, mentally, spiritually, and physically. You're just going to drain yourself and you're going to wonder, you know, what happened. You know, 5, 10, 20, 30 years later, you're going to go, God, where did it all go? And this is what I dealt with all this time. So when a person moves on and they're moving on for the betterment of themselves, again, it's going to hurt. You're going to feel the pain, the disappointment, the sadness. I get all that. But be happy for them that they were able to realize that it was time to move on. That's authentic love.
Exactly. And also, I want to add to that, because it's authentic love, being in an authentic loving relationship is possible, even, you know, you don't have to, like, separate or break up for it. And basically, I'm thinking, and I know you know, Al, and a lot of our audience probably knows, that yesterday I released a video of the sexual, physical, and mental abuse I endured as a child at the hands of my father. And I really feel passionate that this is my calling in life to help people overcome, you know, traumas of abuse, because it really plays havoc on one's mind. My husband, absolutely, he hates the thought of what happened to me. He knows the entire story, but he has no interest to read the book that I'm writing. He has no interest to read to watch the video that I posted, but he's very supportive. He drove me to the videographer where I had the video taken at. He supports what I do because he knows how passionate I am about it, even though he isn't 100% for it, if that makes sense. He knows it's what I need to do. He knows that it's my passion, so he supports me, even though if it was up to him, he would rather me not do it, if that's making sense.
Yes, it is. And so what? I haven't seen the video yet, so where can I see it? Where can I get to see the link? I would love to see it.
I actually posted it to your website, I tagged you. I posted it on your page, Al.
I was leading you on so you can tell the audience.
But also, I don't know that I posted it on the Your Toxic Relationship Dance page yet, but I did. I have posted it on the Your Toxic Relationship Dance page. So all you need to do is go to facebook.com/groups/yourtoxicrelationshipdance, and you'll be able to see the video there. And, you know, basically I'm posting it everywhere that I can. But also if you go to my new website, livefullylovefully.com, and you click on the About Cindy page, it's there as well.
Awesome. So going back to our topic, authentic love versus toxic, another aspect of the difference between the two is if your love is controlling, either way, if you're in a relationship that has controlling love, either giving or receiving, versus loving from your heart, then there's a huge difference there. Controlling love is toxic. And because you're either trying to control the other person, or the other person is trying to control you or manipulate you, or you're trying to manipulate them, versus being authentic love. And that doesn't mean being a doormat and doing whatever the other person wants you to be. I don't mean that kind of authentic. Authentic love is for lack of better words, is more free-flowing. And I don't mean like hippie-style free-flowing. I'm talking about free-flowing in the sense that you honor the person that you're with and honor yourself simultaneously, so that you honor both individuals and the couple as one. And that, to me, is a perception or a perspective of authentic love.
I love that. And it is. It's, you know, it's, to me, it's being free. It's both people, both partners being 100% free to be who they are, and wanting the other person to continue being who they are. It's wanting what the other person wants.
You know what?
It's all
one
about
aspect,
being free to be you.
Yeah, and so one aspect of this is if you're in a relationship that enables you, well, that enables each other, and that supports each other, that helps each other, that assists each other, that guides each other, then you're in an authentic relationship. You're in an authentic love, because you may have disagreements, or you may have differences of opinion, or you may look at things from a different perspective. But the bottom line is if you honor the other person and you honor yourself, you enable each other, you support each other, you guide each other, you assist each other, you propel each other. And doing that, what it does is it helps the relationship to grow. Because not only are you supporting each other as individuals, you're supporting the oneness of the couple to grow. And at that point, you know, anything's possible. You know, versus in a toxic relationship or a toxic love, there's more of a controlling aspect of it. You know, you're trying to win the other person over, or the other person's trying to win you over, or you're trying to influence the other person, or the other person's trying to influence you. They're trying to get you to see it their way, and you're trying to get them to see it, you know, your way. You know, it's almost like a game. It becomes a game because you're trying to control the outcome or the end result or what's going on in the current experience.
With a toxic relationship, I think with the control, but in a toxic relationship, one or both partners are more concerned about what's in it for them versus what's in it for the other person. And when you're in a healthy relationship, an authentic loving relationship, you are both healthy within yourself, and you're not looking for the other person to fill your needs. You're not looking for the other person to make you happy. You still look within yourself to fill your needs and to make you happy. And being with the other person is the icing on the cake. It's not the cake. You know, you realize that you're the cake with making yourself happy. But then with the other person, you enjoy being around them because they bring out the best in you and you bring out the best in them. And there's real companionship there. There's actual companionship and support and love and trust. and it's not like, you know, you made me cry. You make me so angry. If he really loved me, he would do this. And we've all been guilty of saying things like this, but is that true? I can remember, not that I think this was the greatest thing, but when I was very sick in the hospital on bed rest, I didn't even have bathroom privileges because Earl hated the hospital so much. I was in that hospital for a week, and he probably was in the room with me a total of an hour. And I can remember thinking, if he really loved me, he would be here with me. He would want to come here and talk to me and visit me. And in his mind, it was like, I have to mow the lawn. I have to clean the house. I have to do this. I have to do that. So he was so focused on things that he had to do rather than on me. And I'm not that, you know, and I still, to an extent, agree somebody who truly loves you would want to be there with you. But my thinking, if he loved me, he would want to be here with me. Anytime we're saying, if he loved me, he would do this or he would do that, then we are trying to direct another person's journey or another person's path. Because if you loved the other person, you would honor their path and not be thinking they should change who they're meant to be in order to please you.
And you bring up an interesting topic, Cindy. So that here's another perspective as I was listening to you is that if you were in a prior toxic relationship and let's say it was the other person. Well, you know what? If you're in a toxic relationship and let's say the other person is really toxic, you're toxic yourself because you're allowing that to exist in your relationship, or you're allowing that to exist in your life journey. So you're contributing to that toxic relationship, even though you feel it's the other person 100%. So you need to understand that the fact that you're allowing that to exist in your experience or in your life journey, there's something about you that makes it okay or to put up with it. And so fast forward, when you get involved in another relationship, and if you haven't integrated or healed whatever existed in that prior relationship or relationships that were toxic, you're going to bring that with you. And maybe it won't be, I know there's a saying out there, and I even say it, that you recycle the same thing over and over again until you deal with it or work it through or self-correct. But on the other hand, you could also become the one who becomes toxic because of everything else that you've been through. And then you become a toxic person in that new relationship, and you start, and you don't even see it because to you it's quote unquote normal. So you have to take a look, or people should take a look and say, okay, look, I was involved in a toxic relationship. What am I going to do? Because the next one, if you don't resolve it, you're going to bring it into that new relationship, and then it won't be authentic love that you're looking for. So I know we're sharing stories here, Cindy, but from your perspective, if after listening to the first few minutes of this program, you start realizing, okay, you know what? Maybe I'm not in an authentic love relationship, either on my behalf or the person I'm with. How do we switch it? Go ahead.
And I think this would goes into how do I switch it. I mean, what I'm thinking as I'm hearing you speak is so often we say things like, I feel that you don't love me because you don't blah, blah, blah. And any time we say, I feel like, or I feel that, whatever we're saying after those words is a belief. It's not a feeling. I feel like you don't love me. That's not a feeling. I feel lonely. I feel sad. That's a feeling. I feel unloved is a feeling. But I feel that you don't love me, that's a belief. And anytime you have a belief, you can ask yourself, is this true? I feel that if you really loved me, you would compliment me every night. Well, that's a belief. I feel that if you really loved me, you know, I feel that you should put me first. That's a belief. And we add all these beliefs to statements like that constantly, whether they're thoughts or they're actual statements that we are saying to another person. You know, and you can even take this out of the romantic relationship. And you could have thoughts such as, I feel like my boss doesn't like me because he never asked me to do special projects. And again, it's a belief. You're believing, you're throwing something into there that it's not a feeling. It's a belief. And so ask yourself, am I feeling this? Is this really a feeling? There's tons of lists on the internet, and I know I have a couple within my programs, lists of what actual feelings are. And ask yourself, is this really a feeling or is it a belief? If it's a feeling, go with the flow, because feelings come and go just as fast as the clouds come and go in the sky. You know, our feelings just are. And it's like, oh, okay, I feel sad right now, but I'm not going to feel sad an hour from now. And sometimes we have definitive reasons to be sad. I feel sad. I feel sad that I got fired. I feel angry that my husband cheated on me. I feel angry that I got fired. Those are actual feelings, because they're feelings based on an event that happened. But whenever you're starting with the perceptions, I feel like my husband doesn't love me, that's a belief. That it's a thought that you've had so long that's turned into a belief. And then you need to question that belief. Is it true or is it untrue? And once you start deciphering those beliefs, you are growing and you are more able to change your behaviors and your actions towards the other person. When you stop believing that the other person is not loving you or isn't acting the way you want them to act, and you start acting the way that makes you feel good, just regardless how the other person acts you, then you really have a chance of saving a relationship that is toxic.
So it sounds to me, and I like where you went with this, Cindy, it sounds to me, and I'm going to share my perspective is, and first to distinguish if it's a feeling or a belief right off the bat, and obviously you already say if it's a feeling, go with the flow, go with it. But if it's a belief, I would say that the question you can ask yourself is, does this belief serve me? And if it doesn't, why hold on to it? And if it does, then obviously go with it. But, yeah, that's so I like where you went with this. So, yeah, first you got to distinguish, is it a feeling or a belief? And then obviously you already said, if it's a feeling, go with the flow. But if it's a belief, then you can ask yourself, does this belief serve me? And if it doesn't, why are you going to keep believing it? Why are you going to hold on to it? I mean, if it doesn't serve you or the relationship, whether it's your boss or a romantic relationship, why are you going to hold on to it? It doesn't make sense.
Exactly. And sometimes it's hard for us to let go of belief. Sometimes we've had this belief for so long that we hold on to it for our dear life simply because we are afraid of what's going to happen if we stop believing it. You know, it's a lot of our beliefs are actually coping mechanisms that we have picked up somewhere during our life. Knowing this, it's okay to step through the fear. If you're afraid to let go of the fear is going to keep you stuck until you decide that you're worthy enough and that you're valuable enough to step through that fear.
Yeah, and that, so what comes from all that, and that's another good point, Cindy. So what comes from all that is, and humanity is like this, is they're scared to go into the unknown or what's uncertain. And they rather hold on to a belief that supposedly makes them feel secure rather than going into the unknown where there's uncomfortableness and they wonder what the heck is going to happen if they let go of the belief. But sometimes, actually a lot of times, when you go into the unknown, that's where wonderful things can happen, because you free yourself up to possibilities that they didn't even know existed. And so to let go of a belief that doesn't serve you can be very well be the next best thing for you, not only for yourself, but also for the relationship.
Definitely. Letting go of these beliefs can bring you such peace and happiness that you're not even be interested in getting into another toxic relationship, because it's not going to make you feel good from the very beginning. Something will feel off about it.
I laugh because I understand that. So Cindy, so if you were to tell the one thing the audience, an audience member can do to distinguish between authentic love and toxic, what would you tell them?
That a toxic relationship is demanding. A toxic relationship is very needy. And an authentic relationship flows. It's very loving and it's very giving. And it's not in it for me relationship.
Awesome. And how about switching it? How about, okay, I'm in a toxic relationship. What do I do? Do I leave or do I do something to make it all right?
I would never tell anybody to leave. You need to stay in that relationship until you have lost hope. That so many people, I hear this all the time. Oh, why, you know, why was I so stupid? I stayed in so long. Now, I stayed in my toxic marriage for 7 years before I got up the courage to leave it. And I don't regret those 7 years. Those 7 years was a place for me to heal and find myself. You know, I still had more healing and finding myself to do afterwards, but I had to be strong enough to leave that relationship. Change happens when the fear of staying the same is greater than the fear of change. So I would never tell anybody to leave the relationship. If you're in a toxic relationship, you need to ask yourself, what's toxic about it? What can you do to fix it? But more than what can you do to fix the relationship, what can you do to improve yourself? What can you do to make you happy? Sometimes when you start focusing on yourself and you start being happy, the relationship sort of falls into place. I've seen that happen hundreds of times. Because one person starts taking care of their self and showing their self the self-love, they're not so needy that they're driving the other person crazy. So,
I hear you.
Yeah.
For the audience, our fan page is growing. And so do a search on Facebook, Your Toxic Relationship Dance, and join us. And tell others about this, our fan page, and about this radio show. Cindy, great topic. And again, Cindy Holbrook, the Compassionate Divorce Coach at CoachingForDivorceWomen.com. And also, have you had enough of what you're going through? Contact me and let's rewrite your story from your existing pain to purpose that allows you to have the life you truly desire. My email address is al.dsforlove@gmail.com. And remember, every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, our show, where we share our wisdom. And we're open to hearing your thoughts or comments or questions, either through our Facebook page or in the chat room during the show. And again, please do pass this information on to others. Thank you all for joining us. And remember that everything in our past, present, or future is for our best and highest good. Wherever you are at, have a great day or a wonderful evening. Cindy, I enjoy listening to your wisdom. Thank you for being a joyous blessing in our life.
Thank you. And big love to everybody, and have a great week, and we'll talk to you next Friday.
Take care.